So per Government Code Section 57050, we're going to call this protest proceeding to order at 10:01 a.m. The purpose of the protest hearing is to accept written protests from any landowners or registered voters within the affected territory. The commission has delegated the authority to conduct conducting authority proceedings to the executive officer, and I will be, Robert Berry will be acting on his behalf. We do have protest forms for landowners and registered voters, as well as withdrawal slips and speaker slips. So I'm going to summarize the resolution, and then I'll call any written protest. So the resolution of the San Diego Local Agency Formation Commission approving a combined reorganization and associated sphere of influence amendments involving the concurrent dissolution of the County Service Area 115 and the annexation of the affected territory north of Pepper Drive to the Lakeside Fire Protection District and annexation of the affected territory south of Pepper Drive to the San Miguel Consolidated Fire Protection District. So whereas LAFCO has received two resolutions of application that were combined voluntarily into one reorganization, a joint reorganization, the annexation involves approximately 224.4 acres to the north of Pepper Drive to the Lakeside Fire Protection District, and approximately 218.7 acres south of Pepper Drive to San Miguel. The commission presented its report and heard, the commission heard and considered all of the evidence presented at the notice public hearing and reviewed the concurrent sphere, sphere of influence amendments for consistency on October 1st, 2018. The commission did find, determine, and order the following: that the hearing was held on the due date. At the hearing, the commission called for and heard all interested parties and read and considered the executive officer's report. The commission serves as a responsible agency under CEQA in considering the two distinct projects. The San Miguel Consolidated Fire Protection District and the Lakeside Fire Protection District, as lead agencies on their proposals, have each individually determined that the project was exempt under CEQA State Guidelines Section 15320. The commission as a responsible agency concurs with this determination by the districts that the project is exempt from additional environmental review per Section 15320, and the commission conditionally approves the following sphere of influence amendments: that the sphere of influence for CSA 115 is amended to a transitional or zero sphere, that the San Miguel Fire District sphere of influence amendment is expanded to include approximately 218.7 acres, as shown in Exhibit A, that Lakeside Fire District sphere of influence is amended to include approximately 221.4 acres of CSA 115, as shown as Exhibit A, and that all previously established special study areas for the Lakeside Fire District and the San Miguel Consolidated Fire District involving CSA number 115 are eliminated. The commission conditionally approves the joint proposal without further modifications or amendments. And the following conditions must be satisfied within one calendar year: would be completion of the consideration period, receipt of the final maps to be submitted to the Board of Equalization, and the commission's order giving approval restricting CSA 115 from appropriating, encumbering, expending, or otherwise obligating any revenues of the district until the dissolution is finalized. So the conditions apply from the effective date: that the reorganization upon the effective date, CSA number 115 will be dissolved, terminated, extinguished, and all its corporate powers shall cease. The affected territory will be annexed accordingly to San Miguel and to the Lakeside Fire Protection Districts. And both suburb areas will operate pursuant to sections 13800 and SEC of the Health and Safety Code. The San Miguel and Lakeside Fire District will serve as the successor to CSA 115. All property tax revenues and voter-approved special taxes shall be collected or collectible by San Miguel and FPD and Lakeside pursuant to the tax exchange resolution adopted by the County Board of Supervisors in September 26. All assets shall transfer to the successor agencies. Prior to recordation of the certificate of completion, Lakeside and San Miguel Fire Districts will enter an agreement to which Lakeside will pay San Miguel $400,000 and said sum agreed to by both districts, and that Lakeside and San Miguel Fire Districts will continue to maintain participation in an automatic aid agreement that includes the former areas of 115. Affected territory is designated as inhabited. All three agencies have provided approval and utilized the regular assessment role. The effective date should be the end of the first quarter following the recordation. And this vote was approved by a vote of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to 0 on October 1st. That is the subject proposal. At this time, I'll call any written protest to be submitted by any affected landowners or registered voters in the subject area. Seeing none, we'll close the hearing and order the commission's approval recorded and finalized, and this protest proceeding is now adjourned.